Hey, let me officially welcome you to Momentum Mastery Monthly. Today is our Inner Peace Call in the month of October, and the focus for today is about creating your inner peace vision, which, of course, is rather timely given that I am just back from the 5-day Inner Peace Immersion Retreat in Joshua Tree, California. We had a phenomenal event, truly, truly exceeded my expectations in so many ways as we invited participants for over 5 days to just continually drop into a deeper and deeper experience of inner peace, of awareness, of consciousness, gave people lots of tools to quickly transform back to a place of inner peace. Since we humans can occasionally slip out of that zone. And then finally is really looking at practices and ways to integrate these new awarenesses around inner peace on an ongoing basis so that it really can be an everyday experience. So can't think of a better time to be talking about creating your inner peace vision than after being immersed in it myself for many, many days. So I just want to welcome everyone here to the call. Great to have you here on the line tonight. And to kick off our dialogue tonight, I want to really just throw out the question, and that is, how important is inner peace to you? If you were to check in with yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is inner peace to you? Of course, if you're listening to this call live or you're listening to this as a recording, if you're listening to anything that has inner peace in the label, we might assume that, well, it's, you know, it's kind of important. But just to really check in with those of you that are here on the line, scale of 1 to 10, what would you give? What is your level of importance around inner peace? Who would like to share?
Oh, I can jump in there, Mary. I always have something to say.
Yeah, please do.
Oh, it's just so incredibly important. It's off the charts, really, because it's so nice.
Yeah.
It's so delicious, and I caught myself today with a huge, huge, huge aha about the drama and up and downs there are for me around my particular issues, and I got nailed. I know exactly what was the deal about using my practices and the tools that I know work.
Yeah.
When things get desperate, I lean in and do those real good.
Yeah.
And then when the flow starts, it's like la-di-da, I go on vacation.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, hello. And so I got nailed, and I feel really grateful for it. So I've committed in front of you guys and the other accountability group I have to just stick with it, even, you know, when things are going great, even more so.
Right. Yep.
And I can't wait to try it, see what happens, because it's a new thing to address that.
Yep.
My own self.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, where does it rank?
It's a 10. It's a leader for me.
It's a leader for you. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. So good. And I will say, too, that, you know, and we really spent a lot of time with this at the Inner Peace Immersion Retreat, and that's really looking at that juncture, if you're in a place of inner peace and then something pulls you out of it, to like get really, really curious about that point, that transition in going from inner peace to non-inner peace, and then on the flip side, to be looking at, you know, when we get disconnected, sometimes we can just, it's sort of like getting, you know, it's like somebody bumping our shoulder. It's like, next thing you know, it's like we're disconnected. We almost didn't even notice it until all of a sudden things become a little bit more challenging or difficult, or all of a sudden we're more irritated with our significant other or spouse, or, you know, we sit down to work on a creative project and things don't flow. We're like, you know, something's not quite all dialed in, connected. But if we can get curious again about when we're in that moment, as Catherine, you were referring to, and bring in the ingredient of willingness and really begin to, you know, up close and personal, really see what is it that allows me to make that shift from unplug from the power, you know, as though our the electrical cord is out of the wall socket, like what allows us to plug back in? And the more we can pay attention to that and become masters at that transition back into inner peace, pretty soon it can become seamless to where, you know, we have less of those kind of getting bumped out of inner peace. So who else on the line would be willing to share? How important is inner peace to you? Scale of 1 to 10.
Hello there. This is Clark.
Hey, Clark.
Nice surprise.
Hey.
I'm tuning on your question here. I'm tuning on your question. 1 to 10. 1 to 10. It's such a delicious place to, as you put it, visit, but I've never really put it up as a 10. I put it as a... I don't think I've ever had it as 10. I think I've always had it as a nice amount of requirement, so probably a 6.
A 6?
By not having it as a 10.
Great. Well, and great to notice that, too.
Mm.
And when we don't make it as much of a priority, we may or may not have as much as we would like.
Well, you put your, if you don't make that a house, put it. The other things are demanding your attention, and so you tend to those, and you put off, as you put, this powerful, keyful place aside while you tend to matters that are urgent. So there's a difference between urgent and important.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm busy worrying about it and urgent. Maybe it's time to go look at what's important.
Right. Beautiful. Beautiful.
So now I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Well, and as we step into... where we're going on the rest of the call today, who knows, there may be some things that you take from the call that you can take with you back into the world.
Tools.
Yes.
Okay.
And who else would like to chime in? Scale of 1 to 10, how important is inner peace to you?
I think I put it in there. I'm immature in my awareness, so I only have it like about a six or a seven.
Yeah.
So, but I haven't become skilled enough to appreciate it maybe as much as I should. So, I'm a beginner.
Yeah. Well, that's all good. That's all good.
Yeah. Well, it's better than having it as a one, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, who else? Scale of 1 to 10. How important is inner peace to you?
Hi, Mary. This is Michael.
Hey, Michael.
I'm going to have to go against the grain. It actually fluctuates for me.
Okay, good.
Between 4 and 8.
Okay.
I'm estimating. I'm not, but yeah, it really depends on where I am in my life, and when I start to get stressed, when I start to notice I'm starting to be overwhelmed, then inner peace becomes more important to me. But in other times when I'm very at peace and everything, and I don't even pay attention to it. So it's not, it becomes less important to me.
Mm. So great to notice just, where it falls on the scale. And I love that. And it's true too. There's maybe sometimes when we get caught up in something that we're doing that we are really willing to maybe sacrifice some short-term inner peace for maybe the focus on a goal or
productivity.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just throw this out as a question, and that is really, what is inner peace? What is inner peace? And we'll kind of throw this out as a group discussion. I'm going to throw it out as a group discussion, and then I'll chime in with my own comments. So what is inner peace to you?
Well, this is Catherine. I can start the round again.
Okay.
For me, it's the lack of caring what anybody else is doing.
Okay.
It feels, because my tendency is to get concerned and carry other people's drama, that I'm related to.
Yeah.
And so when I notice I'm not, concerned about anyone,
yeah,
that's pretty tangible for me. It's a quiet sort of
Yeah, nice. And so I might say that we, so I would maybe adjust that as maybe mm-hmm. it's not about not caring, but it's about accepting where people are at, like really just 100% embracing like where they are and what they're doing and how they're responding to you or not responding to you and what choices they're making or not making, that it's like we're really able to include and embrace whatever.
Yeah, that's good, because it was listening to Arjuna's book a couple months ago that with my son, who's unemployed right now, it could be a huge worry for me. In other times of my life, I would be stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I really was able to let it go and figure, you know, he's 29, and this is what is.
Yeah.
He'll grow from it. And it's valid, and, you know, I'm... In Arjuna's, that was the book about, not Luke Before You Leap, it's the other one. But anyway, it was so practical for me and helped. So I attribute some of this to his teaching for sure.
Good, good, good. And who else would chime in on that? What is inner peace to you? And Michael, you want to chime in on that?
Sure.
Okay.
Inner peace. It's... Oh, I had a good explanation until you said, how about Michael? let me think. One of the things it is for me is being congruent in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Being who I believe I am, what I do, and how I feel all being in sync.
Yeah. Beautiful definition. I like that. So being congruent in your life. With like who you are, how you're showing up, right? So your actions really reflecting your values and a sense of integrity and authentic expression.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
More fact here. I was talking thoroughly, but I had my view button on.
Oh, okay. There we go. Well, so... tell us again. What is inner peace to you?
So I'm writing this down here. What is IP? I usually, that means intellectual property, but I'm now using it as inner peace. So I thought, you know, that's when you're really kind of sovereign with yourself. You don't really interact with the noise of the world. So I put down self-sovereignty was one way of describing it. And I'm thinking, but even if you're peaceful, you got to be peaceful in a pool of other people who are also making noise and racket and tending to their lives. So my thought was, is that really getting a perspective of what's important, what really matters? There's noise and there's frantic and all that, and then there's things that really matter. Is that when you get peaceful, when you observe and you say, what really resonates with me and what really matters and what's just noise?
Mm-hmm.
So I went and wrote down that one. The last one I put down was, maybe just claiming yourself. In other words, in one case, you know, you give yourself to the world and the demands of the world. In the other case, you just sit there in a place and claim yourself and go, this is me, and I don't need to respond to the racket. So that was my thought.
Good. Love it. Love it. Love it. That reminds me of my very favorite quote, which is, peace. It does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of those things and still be calm in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I love.
Yeah.
And I love this self-sovereignty. Like I just get this image of being able to kind of move through life without kind of the buttons getting pushed and without a frenetic sort of energy, but it's just sort of like immune to kind of all the dramas of the world in a way.
Ooh, I like that. Immune to drama.
Yeah. Immune to drama. Fantastic. Anyone else want to chime in? Got a few more people that have joined the call here. As far as what is inner peace? And if you're in the webcast listening there, you're certainly welcome to type in any response, and we'll include those. So let me offer up how I would define inner peace. Inner peace is really about aligning. It's all about alignment. So it's aligning with what is. It's aligning with yourself, who you are, your values, your Your sense of integrity, it's about aligning with others, as Catherine pointed out, really letting them be who they are and letting them be who they are not. It's about aligning with the world, allowing all the things that go on in that outside world. It's about aligning with your thoughts. It's aligning with feeling, emotion, your sense of purpose. So when there can be alignment, we've got some version of inner peace going on. Of course, counter to that would be with resistance, right? If there's any kind of a pushing against, or not accepting or fighting what's going on in some way, energetically, emotionally, mentally, even physically, then, you know, we may have some interference with our sense of inner peace. So let me guide you. We're going to do a little closed eye visualization here. So I just invite everybody to relax into wherever you are right now. I'm going to just mute the line so we have a nice clean recording here. I'll open them up here in a minute. And just for right now, close your eyes gently and get in a really comfortable position wherever you are. And take a deep breath in and a nice exhale, just letting go anything about the day, any thoughts, any tension that you may notice still in your body, and taking another deep breath in and another big exhale, just like letting that all out. And because that feels so good, taking another deep breath in and taking a deep breath out, exhaling, just allowing all of your energy to begin to rest here in this moment, not concerned about what took place, even 5 minutes to five before this call, not concerned what's going to happen after the call, but just really allowing your being to begin to rest here in this moment. Noticing your chest rise and your chest fall. Noticing the thoughts melting away. And as you're resting here, like beginning to contemplate the question of what does a life of deep inner peace look like for you? What does it look like? How do you spend your time each day? How you get up and interact with the world, what things you do to nurture your being, whether that's with food choices or physical exercise, spending time outside in nature on a daily basis, stopping to take in the sunshine or put your feet in the grass, noticing, you know, how aware are you throughout the day, observing activity coming and going, emotions coming and going, thoughts arising, really checking in with a life of inner peace. How much productivity versus space is in your life? How much is there doing versus just being? What's the right amount for you? Noticing when your life is really flowing in a place of alignment, in a place of inner peace. What feelings and emotions are alive inside of you? What elements are a part of your life? How much interaction with people that you love, doing the things that nurture your soul. How much order is in your life? Systems and structures that support you financially, support your health, that support your physical environment. And when you're really living a life of inner peace, You know, what are you doing to stimulate and grow your mind? What kind of conversations? What are you reading? What engages the mind in a thought-provoking way? And how do you honor your true nature? Whether you're in a masculine body or a feminine body, like what does it really need to be at its best? Noticing what else allows you to drop into a place of inner peace on a consistent basis. Is there meditation? Is there stillness? And noticing what may be eliminated from your life. If you were truly embracing a life of inner peace, what wouldn't be present in your life? Now checking in with yourself, what's your relationship like with you when you're really most aligned, living from everyday inner peace? How do you treat yourself? How do you encourage yourself? How do you respond to needs like hunger, thirst, sleep? Giving yourself time for pleasure. How do you hold your value in the world? Appreciating you, caring for you. And how do you dance with relationships in your life? How do you embrace the ones that are really fabulous? How do you embrace the ones that are a wee bit more challenging? Just noticing when you're most at peace, how do you respond? And how do you respond and handle any obstacles, any challenges, any unexpected disappointments? When you're really in a place of inner peace, how do you adjust? What kind of requests do you make? What kind of choices do you make? Do you choose to embrace what is? Just notice. And when you're living a life of inner peace, you know, how do you embrace those unconscious aspects of yourself? What I mean by that is when somebody pushes a button or when you notice a reaction arising, how can you embrace those parts of yourself in a loving and kind way? So just allowing yourself to continue to notice what a life of everyday inner peace could look like for you. And just noticing how you may feel a sense of oneness, a sense of embracing, you know, everything that life shows up. And then taking a deep breath, one more final deep breath, and a big exhale. Just noticing anything else there is about your vision of everyday inner peace. Then I invite you just to gently open your eyes. I'm going to take us back into interactive mode as you took a little peek about your vision for everyday inner peace. What elements are present? What elements are present in a life that includes inner peace? Who wants to jump in on that?
This is Catherine, listening to my husband, delighted at basketball in the other room, laughing way out there. I love that exercise. It is just so peaceful, you know, but just to consider all of those different angles. And I would say that my sense for myself is I really have appreciation for how far I've come, really. Because I know so many wonderful tools, and I'm getting more aware all the time of using them when I need to. But I, you know, tend to be hard on myself and think I should be well there for all the study, you know. So I just having you go through that helped me realize that, you know, I can pat my own self on the back and say, you know, carry on, you're a work in progress and you're doing great, you know. But I have to do the tools, so I have to be alert to when I slip and lose the sense of that peace, you know. That's my part.
So I'm hearing one aspect is that you're encouraging to yourself and appreciating yourself. And that also embracing certain tools that allow you to navigate back to inner peace when it gets disrupted.
Yes. It used to, years ago, many, many years ago, 30 years ago, I could sink into a depression that could last, you know, 3-4 months, and then I would come out of it. And then over the years, you did some medicating with some drugs the doctors thought would help. And, you know, so now, you know, if you can just, it's the same thing as it would have started a long depression back then. It's just being able to address what feels different and step out of it and know that you can. You know, it's so powerful.
Anything else that you noticed? So what other elements were present in your vision of inner peace?
The nature part, of course, because it's just so magical. I had to miss it for 2 days this week because of rain. I just chose. I could have gone in the rain, and I will. I chose not to. And I just was like, Sunday morning, I was restless to get back out there. And I said to Larry, you know, I'm going to run out there. You know, if you want to come with me, you can. But I miss my friends, you know, my two-legged, two-winged friends. But that's huge for me. You know, I just love that big part of, and smelling the flowers and attending to nature is really, really, really important for me. Because then I can feel when I'm outside of that.
Well, and Mother Nature, I mean, if we really think of it as Mother Nature is so nurturing. You know, it's really the divine feminine that's, you know, here to, like, you know, fill us back up.
Well, in the balance of it all, like, you watch the ducks, and sometimes they come flying in for a landing, and they land wrong, and they kind of hit the, you know, they take a hit.
So who else would like to share? What elements are present in your vision of inner peace?
I'm not worried about what people thought of me. I could enjoy nature more.
Good.
And I notice in the morning time what I do in the morning time, I think I've been doing it every morning, having that inner peace, because I find the time when I get up at 7:30 to take my dog out, I sit on the porch and I observe things that I never observed before. I listen to a different type of bird that is flying around. Sizes and shapes. I look at the trees, how the winds blow the trees. Sometimes I feel a breeze upon myself, you know. And I'm so calm because at the time I'm doing this, I'm taking these deep breathing exercises. And I just feel just completely at ease. At that time, I'm not concerned with what I don't have. And I start thinking about what I do have. I start having a spirit of gratitude of the things around me. I pay more attention to nature. And I find that at that time, for that 1 hour in the morning time, I'm out of it.
Right.
No concerns, no problems, no worries about nothing.
Beautiful. Love that. So I'm hearing, and I love the words, you know, paying attention. It's like really bringing our presence to what is. And it's like, what if really all throughout the day we could bring that same kind of, you know, what I'm hearing, almost like a sacred attention to everything that we're interacting with the same kind of fascination of, you know, engaging with a bird and, or, you know, being with your dog or having, you know, just being outside, like bringing
it. Help me to visualize. You know, I'm focused more. I'm focused more.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes when you be focused and all of a sudden something interrupts you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to focus more, and I'm thinking more about that. I'm thinking about the car that is approaching me, or the car that is leaving my presence, you know.
Right.
And listen to the different sounds of the trucks, the cars, the SUVs.
Right.
And there's so many different types of bird chirping outside, you know, and I hope to see which size that bird is, you know?
Yep, definitely.
Now, I'm paying more attention to what's there at the moment. I'm trying to be in the moment.
Exactly.
Trying to be at the moment, because a lot of times we wander off a lot of time. We're trying to get in the moment. We wonder about what happened yesterday or what I got to do 2 days from now.
Right, or five or six things going on,
you know,
simultaneously.
You have to do what you don't have to do.
Yep.
And I try to get away from that. I want to be right here in the moment.
Right. And I like the other thing that you said, really, is also being in appreciation. So, this is, you know, if we can take whatever's coming our way, whether it's a surprise that wasn't exactly part of our itinerary for the day, but really to appreciate that, really take it in stride.
And try to turn everything around.
Mm-hmm.
Anything negative to come my way, I try to turn it into a positive explanation or something like that, you know?
You're right. Well, the more we can welcome each element rolling into our life and be with it one at a time as opposed to trying to be with multiple things kind of all at the same time when we're challenging.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
That's, with me, that's inner peace.
Beautiful. Thank you for that.
I want to get to that level. I want to get there.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yes.
So who else? What other elements were present in your vision of inner peace?
This is Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
I'm not sure what it means, but when you were talking a few minutes ago, my mind kept drifting off to a vision of light, specifically sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about that. Why does that keep coming back? And then I started to realize I don't very often feel inner peace at night.
Interesting.
And I have no idea what all that is about. Very strange.
So if you were to have inner peace at night, what would it look like? What elements would be present? You know, we can kind of feed off of some of the things that have already been said in terms of, you know, appreciation or just, you know, focused attention, paying attention, being present. Could look about, you know, really embracing what is. Oh, really, somehow I'm guessing there could be just as many things to appreciate in the daylight as in the nighttime. Yeah?
My children.
Ah.
At night, before I go to bed, I always go check on each of them. And I feel a sense of inner peace as I look upon their sleeping faces.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Mm-hmm. Sounds to me like you've already got some inner peace going on in the evening.
Mm.
So what might be one thing to shift in order to allow greater inner peace kind of all throughout the day, evening?
Oh, that's a tall order. One thing to change everything?
No, just one thing that could increase the amount of everyday inner peace for you. What could that be?
I got one.
Okay, yeah.
Just a little bit of quiet would be nice.
Ah.
Think about how much the racket of life intrudes upon your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's nice to find a place that's quiet. That's
yeah.
just my kind of a first step to finding inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
But, like you say, often that's not really available. And if you make that a minimum requirement, you might have a difficulty finding inner peace. So you guys should be working on the practice of being immune to racket rather than just trying to find a quiet place.
Well, where can you claim some quiet?
Usually that means a conscious effort to get away from the world's claiming your time or attention.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's not necessarily. I think the noise is not necessarily a noise. I think it's the calling of others or the intrusion of others on your attention. So maybe actually inner peace is rolling on the throttle on your cycle on a low traffic road. That might be an inner peace moment.
Yep. I would say exactly. Knowing you, I would say, because I know you've got a little bit of a commute, not super long, but, you know, that time in the car with no radio on, no, you know, any kind of, you know, cell phones, anything else, but just really taking that time is just as a place of stillness. I've also got clients that, a lot of busy executives that then make their transition home, and in order for them to be more present with their families, we actually build in that they stop by a park or something on the way home, stop, park, literally, you know, claim 5 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, whatever they can fit in before that they go back and, you know, open the door either to their families or spouses to be fully present and available for them. You know, so really kind of, in a way, putting on the oxygen mask first for yourself. I've got another client that we had. She was a busy doctor. Both she and her husband were physicians, worked together, and she would transition home, 8-year-old daughter. She would first go up, take 30 minutes before relieving the nanny, and either take a nap, meditate, read a book, you know, in some way kind of claim that time to where kind of collectively that energy can kind of just all rest back within her. Because when we have some kind of a base period, you know, we first have to have and know where that place of inner peace is and how to access it. You know, for many of us, it can be just a matter of stopping, closing our eyes, taking a couple of breaths, and we can drop right in. So first, we want to have a base. Second, we want to go back to that base as often as we can. And the more we go there, the easier it is to access. So that when things are really super crazy, that it really can be a matter of, okay, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to walk outside. I sometimes do this at lunch where might be, you know, 8-9 appointments all day long. And I've got literally maybe 30 minutes max for lunch, but I grab my plate of food, go out on the back porch, and just stop and get really present and really allow all the nature around me and the fresh air to just kind of feed me, kind of recalibrate. I think quiet is definitely a big one. And if we begin to think about it, I mean, we can almost do that, you know, we can do it anywhere, as long as, of course, you know, we get to take us with us. So as long as mind chatter's going, you know, we might be quiet away from other people. And then the big trick is, you know, can we also be quiet in our own minds? Can we train our brains enough to give us a time out in order to just recenter us? Very good. So any other elements to your inner peace vision that you noticed? And I'm gonna, here, let me just check in with our forum. It looks like our forum is pretty quiet. There are many of you here. I see you. So if you're wanting to type in the elements of your inner peace vision, you can do that in the question arena. So I'll share some things that other people wrote as I've led this class, actually, many, many times. So there's sort of a collective, we have collective answers here. Spaciousness, sense of spaciousness, pleasurable things, a lot of connecting with others. There's free time. Here's a good one. Waking when done, sleeping, feeling rested. And I dare say that a life of inner peace, I know physically it's like the more sleep I have, the easier it is to access, and you start taking away that sleep. It's like, ooh, you know, I can almost feel like it's like my being. It's one of the necessities to really feed the body. Morning rituals. Here's a nice set of words. Fluidity and flow. Clarity. Being kind to yourself. Clarity of what I really want. And really, when we are in a place of inner peace, we might notice that we are, when we come from, we could call it clear seeing. Right? When there's not a lot of static going on, it's much easier to decide, what's really the yes for you? What do you really want? Connected to the bigger picture. Here's another good one. Breathing that's slow. Breathing is a nice barometer. Present in the moment. Stillness. Simplification. Mindfulness versus autopilot. There's a good one. Feels like water. It flows. Less to do. And then here's another one. Taking responsibility. And we would use the word responsibility. It's responding to spirit. So any other pieces to your vision?
Mm-hmm. I thought I'd comment about clarity.
Yeah.
That when I was going, it's okay to be kind to yourself. So I think maybe that's a self-respect or I think that sovereignty thing. In other words, I discard the call to be attentive to others and be okay being attentive to self.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's selfish. It's just that's a healthy thing to do.
Right. It really is. And actually, we might say that it's actually more serving of others. I know for myself, Clark. I know all of you here on the line. Now, come to think of it, except for I don't know Claude yet in Florida, except for his voice, but. When the phone rings, if I've got an appointment, of course, I respond to that. If the phone rings and I know I can't be fully 100% available for the person that's calling, I don't answer the phone. And it's not because I don't love them. It's not because I don't want to engage with them or respond to them. It's I know that less of me shows up if I'm not fully available. And that's not really... You know, it feels like, to me, not a good service to others. So it's kind of maybe one way to reframe always needing to respond to people's demands.
So are you pointing it out that if you're taking care of self and becoming, as you call it, more peaceful, more functional, more aware, that's not necessarily being selfish because if you take care of yourself, you're more able to integrate, engage the rest of the world.
Amen. Exactly.
Well, That's
exactly. So you ultimately it is about contributing and supporting and servicing everybody, and if we're doing that from three things going on and we can't quite give our full attention, well, then we might say maybe we can mix it up a little, come back to self first. Good. So there's four kind of key things. I'll throw these out, and then we'll open it up for questions, kind of take our takeaways from today's call. But four big elements that we talked about at the Inner Peace Immersion Retreat that were the big themes, and these are the four big themes for Inner Peace pretty much any time I talk about Inner Peace. One of those is, I guess we'll start with the physical. So there's a physical component to inner peace, which is really the self-care piece. It's also the willingness to act, to respond to the things that are most important. Some of you have got like lots of momentum moving towards the goals that are most important to you. Some of you, as a way of, you know, it's like almost like cutting yourself off from really allowing yourself to go for fully what you want. So the physical side is the willingness to act, the willingness to speak your truth, to live into your highest purpose, and self-care. So that's the whole physical piece. So really just checking in with yourself on that component, you know, where are the opportunities to up the ante there? Second piece is with the mental side. So on this side, we've got the mental side to inner peace, which is, you know, what do you believe? What do you believe about the world? What beliefs create your worldview? What beliefs, are present when your inner peace is disrupted about what should or shouldn't be going on currently? In the mental category, it's also about, you know, can you still your mind? Can you calm the mind? Right? So we can really look here when we're not at inner peace. One thing we can do is take inventory. What are we believing right now about the situation, about what's possible, about what you can handle or not handle, about what's right or wrong, about, you know, what somebody else was supposed to do or not do? So really looking at how our beliefs ultimately influence our inner peace. And then the third piece, of course, is the emotional side. And this is really where that word alignment comes into play big time. You know, really loving what is. Really embracing all the twists and turns of life. The surprises, loving what is. Right, embracing what is. And then the fourth element is the spiritual. And I think of the spiritual as really about resting in awareness. The more we can drop back into that part of ourselves that is the witness, that is the observer, you know, as we're sitting here noticing, as you're hearing the sound of my voice, you know, it's like, who or what is it that's hearing the sound of my voice? Who or what is doing the seeing? Who or what is feeling body sensations? As we drop into the who or what that is aware in our life, and we spend more time with our attention on that part of us that is aware, and without being fully immersed in the movie of life, now that's really also where we can embrace greater everyday inner peace. So we've got the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual. Physical, self-care, the willingness to act, mental, all around your beliefs and how much thought activity is going on, emotionally, how quickly we can embrace what is, and then the spiritual side is resting in awareness. So let's get the lines open here. So any additional thoughts or comments about your inner peace, the elements to inner peace in your life? Any questions about what I just shared there? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual aspects to inner peace.
Well, this is Catherine. Just thanks for a great, you know, great call. Excellent reminders, as always, you know, just some real good checkpoints. And for everyone, all the comments were just really all knit together so beautifully this evening. So I just appreciate everybody.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Very good. And for the rest of you, any other questions or what are you taking of value from today's call?
That we should make that our main goal to seek inner peace at every chance that we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very healthy. To me, it's very healthy, and it's very beneficial, too. I find myself having a better attitude during the daytime now. After I get through in the morning time, going to myself and going like an out of body experience and getting away from all the cares and trouble of the world and things that have been bothering me. I couldn't sleep at night.
Uh-huh.
In the morning time, I wake up refreshed after that 1 hour, and I'm ready to go out for the day.
Yep. So
and don't
true.
Let nothing out there bother me. It doesn't harm me. It doesn't get me upset.
Yep.
I can look at things and I turn it around to make it a positive situation.
Absolutely. And I dare say that if you can drop into a place of inner peace during that 1 hour in the morning, you can ultimately learn to take that with you all throughout the day.
That's my main objective.
Mm-hmm.
That's my main objective.
That's a good one. You're speaking my language. I like to embrace everything as an opportunity. It's like, how can I find inner peace here? Who else? What are you taking of value from today's call?
It's the realization that I need to find more ways to have inner peace in the evenings, not just during the day.
Mm-hmm. That's a great noticing. Very great. Well,
thank you.
You'll have to report in on that for us. Very nice. Okay, well, we will make it a wrap for tonight. Actually, our next call, I believe, let me just double check, but I believe it's actually next week. I think our next one, yes. So our next call is in the month of November. We've got November 2nd and November 16th. As always, everything will be posted in the forum by tomorrow. And thank you all for your time, attention, and contributions, and to all of our extra listeners, too. We love you, and wishing you much inner peace over the weeks and days to come. Bye now.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.